I've heard a lot of sniffling and coughing this morning. Pollen is everywhere, and if you're an allergy sufferer like me, I can feel for you and I can relate. But it is still, I love this time of year. It's still a beautiful day, beautiful opportunity to come together and to study together from the Word of God. Does it really matter what we believe? Does it make a difference? Can I believe anything I want to? How relevant are my beliefs, my feelings, if they are not true? Does it matter what we believe? There is no question that today the religious world is divided. We look all around us and we see different beliefs, we see different doctrines, different practices, we see different churches, different kind of church on every corner. And what makes them different is not just the sign out front. What makes them different is the teaching. It's the doctrine that's being taught and the practices that are taking place. If their teaching was the same, then they would not be different. There is division in the religious world. And I'll submit to you that that's not okay. It does matter what we believe. It does matter what we practice. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10, for example, Paul says, I beseech you that you all speak the same things, having no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. It matters. We are to believe, teach, and practice the truth. Now, what is the truth? Friend, truth is not contingent upon one's belief in it. Truth is not altered by one's rejection of it. Truth is not nullified if no one else accepts it. Truth is still truth. It always will be. Truth is what God says. John 17 and verse 17. Jesus said, Thy word is truth. Sanctify them through Thy word. Thy word is truth. The book of Psalms. Over and over and over again. Emphasizes the truthfulness of God's word. In Psalms 19 and verse 7, the psalmist writes, The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. In Psalms 119, the whole psalm exalts the Word of God. The whole psalm gives praise to the Word of God. Psalms 119 and verse 11 speaks of the man hiding the Word of God in his heart. Your Word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. In verse 11 he goes on. He says, Your Word, or verse 104, you go in to chapter 119 to 104. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Down to verse 104. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. It is God's Word that brings the light of understanding to us. We need to cleanse our way by taking heed to the Word of God. Truth is truth. God's Word is truth and righteous all together. Truth is not contingent upon my belief in it, or my rejection of it, or my recognition that no one else accepts it. Something else, if you feel that the truth is not the truth, No matter how strong those feelings may be, the truth is still the truth. You may not believe it, but it's still the truth. You may feel very strongly, well, that just can't be true. That can't be right. Friend, if God said it, it's true. No matter how you feel about it. If you feel that a lie is the truth, no matter how strong that feeling may be, a lie is still a lie. And the truth is still the truth. You see, we cannot change the truth by our believing in it or our rejection of it. The truth is still the truth. Anything different from the truth is not the truth. God has revealed His Word. That is true. Anything different from God's Word is not true. Truth is narrow according to Scripture. In Matthew 7 and verse 13, "Enter ye in by the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, the truth. Narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it." Truth is narrow. Truth is absolute. And Psalms, going back to Psalms 119 again, look at verse 151. Psalms 119, verse 151. "You are near, O Lord, and all Your commandments are true. Concerning Your testimonies I have known of old, that You have founded them forever." His commandments, His Word is true. They are set in stone, written in stone, if you will, figuratively speaking. Of course, the Ten Commandments were written in stone. But even those material stone were taken away. God's Word is written forever, established, and we can't change it. And truth is valuable. You go back to Psalms 119. Psalms 19 in verses 7 through 9, you look down on to verse 11. The Word of God is valuable. But Proverbs 23 and verse 23 says, "Buy the truth and sell it not." Friend, there is nothing in this world worth trading the truth in for. Buy the truth and sell it not. I want us to focus our attention now on the book of John, in the 8th chapter, beginning in verse 21, we're not going to give an exegetical explanation of the text so much. I want us to read it and get some thoughts from it. And I want you to follow along with me if you would like to open your Bibles and follow along there, or it is on your screen for your convenience if you can see that. John 8, beginning in verse 21, "Then Jesus said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sins. Where I am, you cannot come. So the Jews said, will he kill himself, because he says, where I go, you cannot come? And he said to them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Then they said to Him, who are you? And Jesus said to them, just what I have been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but He who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I heard of Him, or from Him. They did not understand that He spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing of Myself, but as My Father taught Me, I speak these things, and He who sent Me is with Me. The Father has not left Me alone, for I always do those things that please Him. As he spoke these words, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly," that means truly, for absolute certainty, "I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in a house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have seen with your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father." Then they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but He sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God." Now, in that reading, you noticed, I'm sure, over and over, the fact that Jesus kept using the word truth, or assuredly, or verily, I say to you. Over and over again, we have the contrast between the words of God, the words of Christ as being true, and the false position of the Jews. The false views, the false beliefs, and the false practices of the Jews are seen here. Those Jews, even though they were children, descendants of Abraham in the flesh, even though they claimed to be children of God spiritually, what were they? Children of the devil. Why? Because they had believed a lie. Jesus says in this text, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Jesus points out that some are willing to listen to God's truth and others are not. Does it matter? Does it make a difference? This very concept that so many people have today, it doesn't matter what you believe. It really doesn't make any difference as long as you're sincere. That's all that counts. As long as you're sincere. I want you to think with me for just a moment. If it really doesn't matter what we believe, then we need to understand, we need to realize it doesn't matter at all. If it really doesn't matter what we believe, nothing matters. It doesn't matter what we do. Friend, I want to say to you, it does matter what we believe. And this whole idea of it doesn't matter is a barrier between keeping people who have that view from accepting the gospel, the true gospel of Jesus Christ. It can't get through this wall of it doesn't matter. So many people have that view. We need to convince people that it does matter. People who have this view see no need to study. It doesn't matter. there is no issue that is important enough to really get down and study over, study out, and find the truth about. As long as I feel comfortable. I feel comfortable where I am. Or I have a church. And one church is just as good as another. As long as you're a good moral person, that's all that really counts. Sincerity is all that matters. And just believe in the Lord. Well, now say you're admitting you have to believe something. It does matter what you believe. Okay, there's one thing that matters. Let me suggest to your friend, if there's one thing that matters, everything that one thing means, everything that flows out of him matters. If it is necessary for you to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and to believe that He is Lord, then friend, everything He said matters. But people want, this is their idea of just believing that the Lord, in the Lord Jesus. Yes, I believe that He's Lord. But what did we read in the Scripture reading earlier? What was that Jeff read? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Luke 6:46. One church is as good as any church. Is that really true? Well, to say it doesn't make any difference, that's the consequence. And the real gospel can't get through. And these are all, I'm telling you, these are lies. It's not the truth. It does matter. Yes, Christians should be moral people. Yes, Christians should be sincere. Yes, Christians must believe that Jesus is the Lord. Christians must believe that the Lord established His church. But to say that this is all that matters, no. It does not make any difference is a barrier. You see, it does matter. It matters in the material world, in the physical world. I mean, in business. You make a bad investment. You don't do your research. You make a bad investment. You lose money, even though you believed in that investment. And I don't care how strongly you believed in that investment. Friend, what happens if it turns out to be a bad investment? You lose your money just because you believed that it was good, didn't make it good. Just because you hire somebody thinking that that person is good, is a good person, going to be a good employee, turns out to be a thief. Just because you believed he was going to be good didn't make him good. Just because you buy something and figure out after you get it home that you've been scammed, I don't care how much you believe that product was good, when you got it home and it was faulty, your belief did not change the truth of the matter, did it? In nature, spiders and snakes. Friend, if a spider is poisonous and it bites you, does it matter? You can't change it. If you believe that when a black widow spider bites you, and you believe, oh, that was just a harmless little spider, it's not going to do anything, tell you. I don't care how strong you believe that. It's not going to change the fact that you've been bitten by a black widow spider. Or if you're bitten by a rattlesnake, does it matter? Have you ever watched those programs where they're handling those snakes? All different kinds of snakes, poisonous snakes. I think it was last year sometime, there was a guy, he was in a glass house. Did y'all see that? I think it was on Nat Geo. He was in a glass house with hundreds of different venomous snakes. Sleeping in that thing 24 hours a day. Wow. Tell you right now, if one of those snakes bit him, I don't care how much he believed differently, it would hurt. He would be injected with venom. And you can swim with sharks, and I don't care how strongly you believe those sharks won't hurt you. Or lions, etc., etc., etc. In nature, it doesn't work that way. In directions, you can head east from Little Rock, Arkansas on I-40. You can travel until you run out of road. If your intention is to go to Texas, I promise you, you're not getting to Texas going east on I-40. It won't get you there. It matters. I don't care how strongly you believe that's the way to Texas. You're not going to get there. We understand it in health. If you drink poison, I don't care how strongly you believe that it wasn't poison, it's still poison. In technology, you push a button on a computer, just so happens to be the wrong one, no matter how sincere you might have been, and you can wipe out all of your work. You can type in just one digit on your cell phone, and you can call the wrong number. It matters. And why in the world do we think it doesn't matter when it comes to spiritual things? It matters in Hebrews 11 and verse 6. He says, it is impossible to please Him without faith. For whosoever comes to God must believe that He is, and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. It's impossible to please Him without faith. You have to believe that He is. You have to trust that He will do what He's promised. And you have to diligently seek Him. It makes a difference. Jesus Christ, John 8, 21 and 24, Jesus said, except you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. It's a must. Jesus said that the truth will make you free. In Galatians 1, verses 6 through 9, Paul says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. But there be some among you that would pervert the gospel of Christ. And whether we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have already preached, let him be accursed. Truth matters. Anything different from the truth is a perversion. It's wrong. It's a lie. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul is discussing the apostasy that was going to take place. He says in verse 10, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. By the way, you go on in verse 13, and he talks about those who were saved. How were they saved? They were sanctified by the Spirit and belief in the truth. It matters what we believe. Lies do not save. Jesus said, the truth shall make you free. Lies won't. It does make a difference what we believe. God's Word is true. What is written? The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13, writing to the Corinthians, he said, that you may learn in us not to think of men beyond what is written. What is written is God's words. We need to believe God's words. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11, he says that we are to speak as the oracles of God. When we speak as the oracles of God, friend, we speak truth. If we are not speaking as the oracles of God, we're not. Commandments, 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 37. Anyone who considers himself a prophet, let him recognize that the things that I write to you, they are the commandments of the Lord. The Word of God, 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13, sanctified by the gospel, by the word of truth. Inspired Scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly equipped unto every good work. God's provided all that we need. The truth is there. The truth is found in the Scripture. And in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 through 13, we have spoken to us by the Apostle Paul the truth that the Word of God is given by the Holy Spirit, verbal inspiration, plenary verbal inspiration. Each word was given by the Holy Spirit, thus making each word God's word. We can't change that. It is the objective standard. It is the truth. And we must believe what God says. All of God's Word is truth. The sum of Thy Word is truth. In Romans 3 and verse 4, Paul says, "Let God be true, but every man a liar." God's Word must be believed. How much respect do we have for the Word of God? You know, you go back in history, and let's think about this for just a moment, okay? Here you have the objective standard, the divine Word of God. He spoke to Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3, and He said, "Of all the trees in the garden you shall freely eat, but the one that's in the midst of the garden you shall not eat of it, lest you die." Now, here comes Satan into the picture in Genesis chapter 3. He tempts Eve to partake of that tree that God said, "Thou shalt not eat." Okay, who was telling the truth to Eve? God or Satan? Okay, what did Eve believe? Did she believe God or did she believe Satan? Well, it's evident who she really believed when she went and partook of that tree. When she ate of that tree, she found out who was telling her the truth. When they were expelled from the garden, she knew who was telling them the truth. It made a difference what Eve believed. She believed Satan's lie. It's good for food. Oh, it'll make you wise. And God really doesn't know what He's talking about. And how many people have bought into those same lies over and over and over? It makes a difference what you believe. Noah in Genesis chapter 6 and 7. God told Noah that He was going to destroy the world. For 120 years, Noah built an ark. And he preached to the people the words of God. People didn't believe him. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 20 and 21 tells us that only 8 people were saved on that ark. Only 8 people. Why? Because the rest of the people would not believe the truth. Does it make a difference what you believe? Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, priests, authorized to burn incense and worship to God. But the Scripture says that they used strange fire. What does that mean? Strange fire. That means fire that God did not authorize. A different fire from what God specified. God had specified that they get the fire off the altar. But Nadab and Abihu, it says they used strange fire. You see, they really didn't believe God. They didn't do what God said. Did it matter? Fire was sent from heaven and consumed them. Did it matter? Uzzah in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 6. You can also compare this to 2 Chronicles chapters 13 and 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 13 again relates this story. But Uzzah puts forth his hand because the ark shook on an ox cart that David had built. He stuck his hand forth to secure it. But what had God said about anyone who touched the ark? God said, "You will die." what happened to Uzzah when he touched the ark. Does God mean what he says? Is God's word true? Does it matter what one believes? I don't care how sincere Uzzah was. He didn't want the ark to fall off of that ox cart that David had made illegally from God's perspective. But Uzzah put his hand forth. Doesn't matter how sincere he was. God's word was still God's word. Did it matter? In 1 Kings chapter 13, we're familiar with the story of the young prophet who was sent to the king to tell him about the disaster that was coming. And as he was leaving Jeroboam, he was heading out of town a different way than God, and God told him to. He said, don't eat or drink there and don't leave the same way that you went. And there was a prophet there that sent for the young prophet to come back and eat with him. The young prophet said, no. Well, the older prophet said, well, I'm a prophet of God too, and God told me to tell you to come back and eat. The young prophet believed it. The young prophet went back and disobeyed what God had told him earlier to do what now he thinks God has revealed to him later through this older prophet. The Scripture says the older prophet lied to him. Did it matter? When the young prophet was leaving, a lion met him in the way and killed him. Because he did not believe God. Does it matter? Paul, in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13, he persecuted the church. He did it ignorantly. Did it matter? Does it matter what we believe? It makes a difference. And I hope that we can see that. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13, hold fast to the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Hold fast to that pattern of sound words. In Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 5, the Hebrew writer is referring back to the children of Israel, to Moses being commanded to make the tabernacle and all things that were associated with it according to the pattern. Well, the Hebrew writer is making application from that to us today. We're to do all things according to the pattern. Whatever we do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Colossians 3:17. Does it make a difference what we believe and what we do? What we do must be within the doctrine of Christ. 2 John and verse 9. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Does it matter what we believe? We must walk by the same rule, Philippians 3:16. And those who do not bring sorrow to God and to His people. Our belief and practice affects our fellowship with God because, you know, righteousness and lawlessness can't mix. It's like oil and water. They don't mix. And so if one is practicing lawlessness, can he have fellowship with God? Even though he may believe that that lawlessness is truth, can he still have fellowship with God while he's practicing that which God says is wrong? Can he still be practicing sin, even though it may be ignorance that is allowing him to do it? Even though he may be sincere, can he still be practicing that which is sinful and have fellowship with God? In 1 John 1 and verse 6, we read that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Okay? If I am in God, and I have darkness, and I'm living in sin, how can that be possible? How can I have fellowship with God? And it affects my relationship with you and your relationship with me. If I am practicing that which is not true, that which is in error, that which is sin, then how is that going to affect my relationship with you? Those who practice sin, by the very nature of their choice, alienate themselves from those who are practicing what is right. And why is it that those who practice what is wrong so often blame those who are striving to be holy? Why do they look down and call those who are striving to be holy people, you know, judgmental and self-righteous and all these things? We're just trying to do what's right. And it's their choice, it's their actions that have driven a wedge, not yours. Our eternal destiny. Our belief and our practice affects our eternal destiny. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Those who believe a lie will be condemned, 2 Thessalonians 2:10-12. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. For many will say unto me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And I will say unto them, depart from me, for I never knew you, you workers of lawlessness. Does it matter? Just because we may think we have a relationship with God, and just because we may think we're doing something that God wants us to do, if we're wrong in that belief, friend, we're wrong. We need to search out for the truth. You know, you look at these passages on the screen here, the font's just a little small, but John 8:32, know the truth, the result is set to be set free. 1 Peter 1:22 says, ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. In John 4 and verse 24, those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 16, Paul tells Timothy that he is to watch his life, his manner of life, and his doctrine. And if you do this, you will save yourself and also those who hear you. But on the flip side of this, 2 Thessalonians 2:9-12, those who do not love the truth will perish. 2 John and verse 9, whoever does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. In Matthew 15 and verse 9, those who follow, teach, and practice the doctrines and the commandments of men, their worship is vain. In Galatians 1:8-9, to preach any other gospel is to be accursed. Contrast to what Timothy was told to do and to preach the truth, preach the Word of God. Does it matter? You know, my belief, if I believe the truth, I'm going to feel right about that. I'm going to have confidence in that. If I believe the truth and I follow the truth, I have a good feeling. I am actually saved. Everything is good. But what if I believe error? Are my feelings, if I believe that error to be true, truly in my heart, if I believe that error to be true, are my feelings going to be any different from someone who believes the truth? You're going to feel saved. And I've had many people say, well, I know what I feel in my heart, and you can't convince me with a stack of Bibles that high. Friend, what you feel does not determine whether you're saved or not. It's whether you have believed the truth or not that determines. It's not what you feel. It's what you believe. The feeling is no different. If it doesn't make any difference what we believe, then it doesn't matter whether one believes or not. An atheist is just as saved as anybody else. If it doesn't make any difference, then it doesn't matter whether one believes the Bible or not. We can just throw our Bibles away. It doesn't make any difference what the Bible says, because what the Bible says is not important. If it doesn't make any difference, then it doesn't matter what God says about anything. What God says is unimportant. Do you believe that what God says is unimportant? Does it matter what you believe? You see, I need to know the truth. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." I need to study and examine what I am taught, as the Bereans in Acts 17, verses 11 and 12. I need to obey the truth, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I need to be careful in my practice. Walk circumspectly. In fact, there in Ephesians chapter 5, you walk circumspectly. Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Verse 17. I need to believe the truth. You see, truth is not contingent upon anyone's belief in it. It is not changed, it is not altered by anyone's rejection of it, and it is not nullified because the whole world does not believe it. Truth. God's Word is still God's Word, and it must be believed. Truth is still the truth. I may feel that the truth is not the truth. That doesn't change the fact. Doesn't change the reality. The truth is still the truth. I may feel that a lie is the truth. No matter how strongly I may feel that lie is the truth, it does not turn that lie into the truth. The lie is still the lie. And what God says is still the truth. Anything other than the truth is not true. Do you believe the truth? Do you love the truth? Are you like those Bereans in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11? They were more fair-minded, noble-minded than those in Thessalonica. What did they do? They received the Word of God, the truth, with all readiness of mind. And they searched the Scriptures daily to see whether those things that they were being taught were so. That's the attitude that we need to have. Are you seeking the truth? Do you want the truth? Does it matter what we practice? Does it make a difference what church we worship with? Does it make a difference if we compromise the truth? Does it matter? Maybe you're here this morning. Have you ever purified your soul by obeying the truth? Have you been buried with Christ Jesus in baptism for the remission of your sins? Have you acknowledged your faith that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? Have you repented, turned in your mind, in your heart, to the Lord, committing your life to Him? And have you been buried with Him in baptism? Maybe you have, but maybe you haven't been following Him like you need to. Follow His Word. Turn to the Lord. Let Him guide your life, because what He says is true. If we can help you in any way, won't you come as we stand and sing?